You would think that after several years has passed, you know, people who have experienced a huge kind of a natural disaster will have been able to have recovered from it. But that's not always the case. And so we're doing kind of a follow-up on what's going on in Japan in light of the triple disaster that took place in 2011. Today we're speaking with Joe Handley from Asian Access because he has kind of a bird's eye view on what's going on there, especially with regard to how their ministry was able to come alongside the local church in response to some of these things that were going on. Joe, thanks so much for being with us today on Mission Network News.
It's great to be with you, Ruth. Thank you for having us.
In March of 2011, earthquake, the tsunami, and the resulting nuclear disaster that occurred near Fukushima pretty much took over the headlines for a few months. Now that we are several years down the line, what's the state of the repairs there?
So, you know, generally over the prefecture, things are much better in terms of infrastructure. The biggest problem that persists, though, is housing. And, of course, the nuclear site in Fukushima that they're still trying to clean up. Those are the two biggest challenges. The housing problem has really hit another challenge point recently in that the government originally predicted that most of the people would be out of temporary homes within 2 years. Here we are 3.5 years later, and they've still not. And by they, I don't mean to blame the government, but just the entire situation is so challenging that they haven't been able to overcome that. So there's still 89,000 people that are still living in temporary housing. Over and above that is another 90,000 people who are living in various forms of public or private housing units provided by the local governments. So you have a lot of people that are still displaced, still seeking hope in the midst of the disaster that hit three fairly sizable prefectures in Japan. And these folks are kind of left, you know, left and forgotten by many. The government is still working diligently to try to repair the land so that they can rebuild homes. And in one prefecture, they've gotten to the point where about 50% of the homes, you know, can be rebuilt, but there's still a long way to go. So people are still left in these situations. And unfortunately, you know, we're 3.5 years out from the disaster, and many of these temporary housings that the 89,000 people are living in are starting to kind of deteriorate. So you can imagine the challenge as we start to head into another winter season, living in homes that are starting to deteriorate, and the government still trying, as well as private industry, still trying to prepare land for people to live in. So it's created quite a situation.
In the wake of all of this stuff that happened in 2011, Asian Access saw a lot of doors open up, and you guys were able to kind of respond to the needs, and it created new avenues of ministry that you hadn't seen before. Will those ministries be able to assist in some of these, helping some of these displaced?
Oh, absolutely. Those churches, ministry centers, and missionaries that are on the ground will continue to reach out. But unfortunately, much of this has been forgotten by the world. You know, we had tons of short-term teams and volunteer teams coming. You know, Samaritan's Purse did a great job in partnership with us and others. In providing teams, but much of that now, much of those teams have subsided, and the need is still there. The local, you know, churches, missionaries, and relief centers that have been built are doing a fabulous job, but the need is so great. You know, as the Bible says, the harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few, and we need to pray and then see people come and live and really bring the hope of Christ. That's what was the kind of tipping point with this tsunami, is that there were so many volunteer workers that are believers that were sitting with people in the midst of their crisis and providing hope that can only be found in Christ. And as they sat with them, Many felt encouraged. They felt comforted. And after a few years, they said, why is it that only Christians are the ones that are staying? And that has led many, several, in fact, to become believers at this point. One pastor in the hardest hit city, Ishinomaki in the Miyagi Prefecture, he has baptized 30 people this past year, and that's a remarkable number, and that's just one of many sites. But the need is great, and so we need more volunteers to come and just help sit with people and be their part of the emotional care and support teams. The needs are fantastic if people can be the hope of Christ. And that's what these centers, these churches, the missionaries that are there are providing, but the workers are few. We need far more.
You know, as you're talking about this, someone who might be listening to this story and being surprised, really, that we are still in a position where you've got almost 180,000 people who are still looking for a permanent place to call home, that they still are in that position. So what is Asian Access? I mean, are you guys putting together any trips specifically for this?
We do have a great need. We can accept teams. We have a partnership with another mission where we're sending many. And so we invite you to come. If you feel burdened to come in the midst of this situation and help and provide a sense of hope, please come join us. Go to japan.org or asianaccess.org, either one of them, and you can find ways to sign up and be a part of a team. You can give. Help support not only these teams, but these churches, relief centers, missionaries that are on site long term. You can be a part of giving at this special moment of time. This is a unique moment for the life of Japan, and it is no time to back out, and yet most of the world has forgotten Japan. The needs are enormous, and Asian Access is prepared to receive anyone that would come. And still, the financial needs are enormous. Those who would like to give, please pray for us. But go to japan.org or asianaccess.org and find out ways you can plug in.
And again, we've been speaking with Joe Handley, who's the president of Asian Access, talking a little bit about the state of the situation for those who survived the triple disaster of Japan in March of 2011. There's still a lot of work to do and a lot of places and opportunities for hands and feet to be represented. If you want to know more, again, he's given you a couple of the websites. It's either japan.org or asianaccess.org. Joe, thanks so much for being with us today on Mission Network News.
Thanks, Ruth. Appreciate the time. And please come if you can.